Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, and you're listening to a very special encore presentation of Animal World. We'll all be back in the studio again next Sunday at 9 a.m. for another live show. So be sure to join us right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Welcome you to the first hour of our Hanukkah and celebrating Dr. Nell's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up the stream and the fastest way is go directly to the 1150kknw.com website. Click on Listen Upper Left and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And hey, it is the second Sunday of December, and of course we're into our holiday shows with the Jingle Cats and Jingle Dogs, and because, according to my calendar, Hanukkah starts today. So it's kind of our official Hanukkah show, so we get to hear my favorite version of Hava Nagila a bunch today with the Jingle Cats, and so we will be having fun with the Jingle Cats. We still are going to do our dancing and sending light and love around the world at 10 and 11. We'll just be doing it to the Jingle Cats this month. And it is our traditional second Sunday show. Everybody's here. But I guess today we're calling it our, and I don't know what we're calling it today, energy balancing. We'll get into all of that. So I'm here and running the show, and I think all of the rest of the stations for, because there's stuff going on this weekend. We'll talk about that too. But Nathan Miller is here. Good morning, Nathan.
Good morning, Martha. Everybody in the Pacific North, very wet, will know what's going on. Of course, dealing with a lot of flooding here, especially down south and out east of the greater Seattle region.
Yeah, we'll cover all those bases shortly. Let's just get everybody here. And golly, we haven't been able to do this for a few weeks, but Animal World's call screener Stacy Buck is here with us this morning. Good morning, Stacy.
Hey, good morning, everybody. I'm not answering any phone calls, but I'm here.
Yep,
she's screening anybody today.
Yeah, we are all zooming in today, and a lot of that is simply because it's easier and we don't have to deal with the roads. Has been zooming in for some time since he moved to Idaho. And of course, Dr. Nils Rasmussen is here, and Linda Rasmussen. Good morning, Dr. Nils and Linda.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, so oh, and there is our bagman, our little Frenchie. So he is sitting in Stacy's lap. He has joined us. Hey, Bags, how are you doing, buddy? Gosh, he is so cute. Oh. So how's Bags doing, Stace?
He's doing pretty well. He's just acting, kind of got more mature in the last few months, I've noticed. So even my vet thought he seemed a little more mature than he usually is. So.
Well, and that, unfortunately, you know, our animal friends don't last as long as we do. Stacy's first and oldest Frenchie Tank passed a while ago. Sometimes that happens, though, because, you know, Stacy, you had Tanky when Bags came in to your family. And so, you know, she was always there. And so often you will see changes in personality and temperament and so forth with once the, you know, one dog leaves the pack. And generally, you know, the lower, you know, a Tank would definitely have been, you know, the in charge or the alpha member of the group.
Definitely.
And often the younger ones then, will mature or kind of move up in the hierarchy. A lot of it depends on how the owners handle it too, though.
He's kind of got his little nervousy things, but you know, in general, he's being a good boy.
All right. I know he's licking a lot.
Ate breakfast, so he's licking.
Oh, okay. So he's cleaning his face. Yes. I see. All right. Sometimes they do that when they're nervous, but. Frenchies do have faces that need to be cleaned.
Yeah.
So anyway, Stacy is here with Bags, and Dr. Nils and Linda are here. And so I say, before we get into all the stuff we got to talk about and what's going on today, let's deal with the biggest issue facing all of us here, at least in the Pacific Northwest. And that, of course, would be the weather and the flooding and all of that stuff going on. And holy mackerel, what a week we have had. I'll just tell you from my perspective, I, of course, live out in, you know, one of the areas that has been so seriously affected by the floods, because I'm out in the Sky Valley, and I live between Monroe and Salton, and closer to Salton. But you know what? I'm giving myself some credit this week, because when I grew up in Seattle, after getting married, I did move over to the east side in the Kirkland area for almost 10 years. But then eventually I moved out to this area in 1990 for the first time. And the one thing that I'm so grateful for now is that I paid attention to where I bought and why, and I really researched all the areas around and where I wanted to be. And I wanted to be out here in this area is where I chose, but I also chose exactly where I wanted to live. And I'm on the hill above Salton. I have a Monroe address, but I'm really Salton. But the fortunate news for me is that I am high and dry. I have several ways out of my area to get places. So it would be a rare situation where I would not be able to get out of the area. And that remains the case for this this flooding situation. I am high and dry. I do have access my route out of here to main highway is open, but I'll tell you what, I didn't leave all week. I finally ventured out on Friday And I'll tell you what, I spent most of the day on 522, the highway between Monroe and Woodinville, because the Highway 9 in Snohomish being closed, Highway 203 and between Monroe and Duval, all of that being closed, all of the vehicles ended up on 522. And I imagine that still may be the case, that it's just completely overwhelmed and backed up. So you got to be a little bit careful and if you need to go out and where and all that sort of thing. But Nathan, why don't you... I can tell you, I was here out in this area for the last flooding that is similar to what we're dealing with now. And that was about 30 years ago. And I do remember it. It was the weekend after Thanksgiving, the particular year. And the flooding was devastating. But this flood is even worse. So that's the downside. This is really serious, and a lot of places flooding out here that have never before. And if y'all want to see the most definitive photographs and videos and so forth, I have all of that stuff posted up on my personal Martha Norwalk Facebook page. You want to check it out. But Nathan, let's find out from you in general what's going on today. I thought we're kind of having a lull in the action. At least I'm not haven't had any rain right up here. And I know there's more rain coming in, and we're supposed to have more of these Pineapple Expresses and so forth. So anyway, catch us up on where we are.
I wish we could have more days like we did yesterday where it was, you know, sunny throughout most of the day. But, you know, we're just getting back into more rain, and a lot of it is the unfortunate real news. On Tuesday, looking at maybe probably close to an inch of rain on Tuesday, and every other day, while maybe not being as that much, you know, amount of precipitation, it's still showing rain for every single day of the week coming up ahead. So we're not, no pun intended, out of the water yet.
Yeah. And apparently, though, it's not supposed to be near as bad as this last week and the amount of rain that we got. But the rivers are so high and the ground is so saturated. Mm-hmm. I think more flooding is predicted. Is that right?
And it's been getting worse, especially down in Auburn area. The latest news down there is 167 going through the Kent-Auburn area has been shut down in both directions due to being flooded with water.
And that's going on right now?
It is going on right now. 167 is closed.
So is that the worst area around here is down south right now?
That's what I'm seeing. Definitely the most red dots. Of course, it is a little bit more dense with roads down there, but still they have, you know, a lot going on down there. And they are actually evacuating some places down kind of on the north end of Highway 18, just a little bit around like 37th Street or something like that.
If you're down in those areas, you need to be paying attention now, and especially... roads and so forth. And you said part of 167 is closed at some place?
Actually both directions. It's shut down. It seems like I'm trying to figure out the actual length of, but you know, still 167, you're going to have to be getting around that. Probably taking I-5 or going east and getting onto 132nd or whatever road that is that goes... Need to remind myself what the name of that road is. I should know it. I take it all the time, but still getting on to the East Valley. Yeah, 140th and 132nd are an option, but there is another one. It's the one that goes by the Benson Fred Meyer.
Well, probably same thing would go on down there that's gone up in here. Is when there one major highway is closed, then everything else jams up, you know, all the other alternatives. So be aware of that. I do know that, at least in terms of other roads, Highway 2 remains closed between, like, Index and almost to Leavenworth.
Yeah, Skycomish they got landslides going out there. It's not just flooding there for them. The landslides,
right, it's not just
too.
Flooding. There's landslides, but there also is some road washout. You know, there are photographs of the road caving in. So it's not like, okay, we just clean it up and we'll be open in a day. So who knows how long that closure is going to last. Mm-hmm. Now, the one that really is a problem out here, Highway 203 is the one that goes between Monroe and Duval and then on out to Carnation.
The Issaquah area.
I know as of yesterday sometime, the Highway 203 between Duval and Monroe is open again. Between Duval and Carnation, I don't know if that's open or not, but at least Duval to Monroe is open on 203. But the last time I checked, at least last night, Highway 9 was still closed in Snohomish. So can you tell, Highway 9 still closed?
It is. It's north between Washington 96 and Washington 9. Yeah, those are all closed. And looks like the southbound direction is closed, too. Because of course,
yeah. So
flooding.
That's right. Just between Marsh Road and Lower Larimer Road, whatever that area is, there the lowest part of that Snohomish Valley, that still has water over the road. Although the photographs from later in the day yesterday, it wasn't nearly as much water, and I thought maybe enough would have dissipated overnight that they'd be able to open it up for a little while. But gosh, if it's still closed now and we got more rain coming in, it doesn't sound like it's likely to open up for a while. Is there any prediction of when it will open up?
No, they just gotta, see how the water is doing. Of course, they can sort of predict a little bit if it's going to be, receding or getting more. But still, that's up to Mother Nature to decide on how much rain is coming our way and how much we're just going to have to deal with for the coming week and into the future.
Yeah, just remember, if you're traveling Highway 522 between Monroe and Woodinville, as long as that Highway 9 stays closed, give yourself extra time because it's really been jammed up.
Yeah. Always be checking your local traffic maps and seeing what they're reporting. Like, the Washington State Department of Transportation website is, of course, a great resource to look at those things for and pay attention to what's shut down. I mean, don't necessarily rely on Google Maps because they might not have received that information yet and still think that a road is open. And if you ever do come across a road that is closed down for water, even if you're in the big, giant, lifted truck, do not go into there for your safety and also for the at the sake of the car, too, because you don't want to destroy your car getting it logged up with water or anything like that.
Well, and it's awful hard. We humans can be stubborn, and you want to get where you're going. And but it's very hard to know how deep water really is. And it can be surprising how little water it takes to float cars around. So try to be patient and follow the rules. But I'm a little surprised on it and all kind of the posting online, the next door, and sort of, I mean, people going around barriers and moving barriers and all that sort of stuff. So just be one of the wise ones and take care. This too shall pass. And hopefully sooner rather than later, and we won't get near as much rain going through the week. But pay attention, because as of right now, Highway 9 is still closed. And so just for the record, I'm okay, and I'm high and dry. Let's find out. Nathan, you're down in the south end. Did you have any issues with the flooding?
No issues for me. Of course, down in the Berrien area, I'm up on a hill, so no threat of flooding in my region. And then getting into work and stuff like that, that's totally fine on 405. Haven't seen anything flood-related going on as far as that goes. But tomorrow, I usually play pool in the league, and that's down in Auburn.
And maybe not,
They suspended the pool league until further notice. So, that's where I'm getting most impacted by these floods is from that.
All right. Now, Stacy, you're also, on the south end. How's it in your area?
I'm kind of at the Kennedale Hills, so the north part of Renton. So, yeah, there's no nearby river. That's
okay. So you're good where you are.
I'm fine. Yeah.
All right, Linda, you're down what, in the Beacon Hill area, and so hopefully you're high and dry.
Yeah. The main thing is, like many people, we have a driveway that slopes down toward the garage from the street level. So our main activity is just making sure there's no leaves clogging that drain that catches the water before it goes in the garage. So that's all I'm concerned about.
Yeah. Okay. But you've been able to keep up with that and your garage is dry?
Yeah.
Okay, excellent. All right, well then, he's not anywhere around here, but we'll find, so Dr. Nell's over in Idaho. Is our, whatever, you know, this Pineapple Express, and what is it called, Nathan?
The Atmospheric River?
Atmospheric River stuff. Is that affecting you in Idaho? What's going on over there?
Okay, well, we did get the first dump that came through for you, and then a day later it came through for us, or maybe about a half a day later, and yeah, we got a lot of rain, several inches, the rivers came up, and then we didn't get the next blast, it just missed. So we were very fortunate there. So all our rivers are dropping back into shape, and I can see in the forecast some rain, but it doesn't look like the kind of volume you folks are talking about. So I'm going fishing Monday because the rivers are coming back down. And once a bunch of water goes through, the big fish get excited and they come up. So I'm excited.
Okay. You're going to be there to greet them.
That's right.
Invite them into your frying pan.
Yeah.
And I was just reminded at my old house before, you know, me and my parents moved, they had a creek that went behind a green belt, and only one time in my experience I can remember the creek actually getting so high that it went into the green belt and almost turned it into a river. So I'd be curious to see how that creek is looking right now, because it goes from Lake Youngs, and then there's like a, you know, just has a creek that runs off to someplace else. But yeah, that's probably, you know, causing a lot of issues with water getting into the green belt and things like that, because that was a big popular place for people to take their dogs out for walks and play fetch with them and let them be off the leash and run around. So that's pretty impacted, and I actually just reached out to my old neighbor to see if they knew anything about it or took any photos to see.
Good plan. All right. Well, and I think at least I'm dry at the moment. There is no rain coming down in my neck of the woods. And but I did, when I checked the weather, my weather app earlier, it looked like the rain was going to start later in the day. Is that what you've got down there, Nathan, you think?
Well, the rain, if you're looking out the window here, it looks like it's starting to come back. It's ground is currently wet. It was raining a little bit this morning. Seems to be a little bit of a break from the rain for now, but that's not really going to be long lasting. As the day continues on, it's actually going to get rainier and windier, seeing gusts up to, maybe even 41 miles per hour tomorrow. So it's going to be stormy and a lot going on. And with how wet everything is, you know, that wind, it's not going to be good, because there's going to be some trees that are probably sitting in water that weren't before and causing their foundation to be potentially weaker. So,
all right, well, if
we got a lot coming our way.
You got trees around you like I do. I talk to my trees. I tell them what's going on there, and I tell them to work on their standing tall and strong spines and limbs, and send their roots down to the core of Mother Earth, and I tell their limbs to be flexible, and then I talk to the wind to be gentle. Well, I think it makes a difference. So talk to your trees and all of that, and the wind and all that good stuff. All righty then. Looking at the clock, we're already off schedule. And, of course, we haven't officially started the show yet or told you anything about what's going on. But let's why don't we stay on schedule? We'll take care of our advertisers as scheduled. We will come back, and then we'll fill you in on what's going on and officially start the show with our prayers and affirmations, and I think we probably won't be opening the phone lines here for a little bit because we need to chat about what's going on. But I'm here. Nathan's here. Stacy's here. Dr. Nels Rasmussen, Sister Linda Rasmussen are here. And we are glad you are with us. And Animal World continues straight ahead right after these messages. Stay tuned.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's A-N-A-N-D-A Washington.org.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Hi, this is Stacy, and you're listening to a very special encore presentation of Animal World. We'll all be back in the studio again next Sunday at 9 a.m. for another live show. So be sure to join us right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Enjoy those jingle cats. Hey everybody, Martha Norwalk, and we are just getting rolling on this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And golly, our intent today is to celebrate the almost incredible 14 years we've had with Dr. Nels Rasmussen, but it's a bittersweet Sunday, and I just realized, you know, we just heard... Our new revamped version of Dr. Nels' little ad that runs. We just heard that, it's gonna be the last time we hear that, because if you haven't heard, today is Dr. Nels' last show with us. The state has been successful in preventing him from doing what he does here in this state. We'll explain a little bit of that to you and what's going on. We do have a plan to carry forward and all that good stuff, but today we want to really celebrate the incredible time we've had with Dr. Nels, and we'll chat more about that. And I'm thinking, Dr. Nels, before we get in to what's going on and you know, how we're moving forward and all that sort of stuff, we probably ought to officially start the show and get that out of the way, and then we'll have plenty of time to chat. So if you haven't been here when I officially start the show, I do that by honoring the saint that's been guiding my work with the animals for so many decades. That, of course, would be Saint Francis. And because it's Sunday and I can, I start with a couple of Saint Francis prayers for us and our animal friends. And you can participate with me, say the prayers and the affirmations along with me, or you can opt out. It's up to you. It's not like dancing at 10 and 11 that dancing is required. But you can opt out of this section. And I start with a little prayer to Saint Francis for our animal friends. Here we go with that. Good Saint Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. Saint Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. All right, and then for our us human animals, it's the Saint Francis of Assisi peace prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Amen. All righty. Now, we go to our affirmations. We got a pile of those, and all contributed by some member of our animal world family, and they're chosen for their life-altering properties in a positive way. This first one was actually a spiritual assignment to me. Do it, say it three times a day. For a week, see what happens, and I'm still doing it and sharing it with you, and it's really powerful. Dr. Nils uses a very similar affirmation as well. So I say each of these affirmations out loud three times, and you're welcome to join me on Sundays, but also through the rest of your week, which I know many of you do. Here we go with affirmation number one. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine, meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine, meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine, meant for my spiritual evolution. All right, affirmation number two actually comes from Linda Rasmussen, who's here with us today. And if she works with one of you human animals on the air, you'll hear as the show progresses today, she will usually give you an affirmation to keep the energy going, and that's where this affirmation came from. And it was so powerful for so many, and you bothered me so much, I tried doing it myself, and man, powerful for me too. I'm still doing it and sharing it with you. So in this affirmation, when I say abundant, imagine in your mind the type of abundance that you want to attract into your life at this time. Here we go three times. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. Whew. All right. Now, this third affirmation comes from my spiritual family, Ananda, but the Italian division, and is the affirmation I use for myself, excuse me, and my animals, to kind of keep us in the right frame of mind and energy to be out in the world. Here we go. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. Whew. Alrighty. Now, this next affirmation comes from next week's guest, and that's Natasha Venter, our communicator and medium and psychic gal. And this is the affirmation that I use for me and my animals to help us kind of stay in balance with the crazy energy going on these days. Boy, do we need that now. Here we go three times. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. Alrighty, and the last long affirmation here that we conclude the group with is again from the Ananda Institute. It is their spirit, Warriors of Light affirmation, and boy, do we need this around the country, around the world. Three times, here we go. God's light is within me and around me. with a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Help us fill the world with God's light. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. And all righty then, to conclude this whole affirmation group and our prayer and affirmation section, it's Dr. Nell's contribution and his favorite part. So take your hands, place them over your heart on your chest with me, and repeat, I trust, I trust, I trust. Huh. Boy, did we need all of that today. And boy, that last statement really powerful, and it kind of just leads us, Dr. Nels, into what's going on, because right now we are trusting and we don't have all the answers, but big changes afoot, and as we've said, the bitter part of our bittersweet show today is the fact that this will be your last show with us. You want to take a few minutes to kind of explain what's going on and what you want to share with everybody?
Sure. Actually, I'd like to share just briefly that it was somewhere around 13, 14 years ago that Martha and I met in a stable.
Yes.
And we saw me work on a horse that got better from a colicking episode, and then she had her own situation that needed some help and volunteered to be a subject and found something special there. So, and it was a couple weeks later I was on this show. So
that's, and you've been here ever since.
And I've been here ever since. So that's been pretty great.
But God, what an amazing, and it's been almost 14 years, really?
Yeah, it's been a long time, yeah.
It doesn't seem like it's been that long.
No.
Stacey, were you here when Dr. Nils started? I can't remember.
No,
Stacey wasn't here yet, was she? No, Kathy was here, I think.
Been 7 years since I've been.
You've been about 7 years?
Yeah.
So, boy, you've been here twice as long as Stacey, Dr. Nils. That's amazing.
Kathy was here. She came on board after I'd been on for a while. You had some other call screeners. If you said the name, I'd remember.
Kathy, I think, was here.
No, it was before
not Kathy.
No,
it wasn't even Kathy. Who was? Never mind.
Yes.
I had another question popped in my head, which is what confused me. Is that Lynn, how long, because it, for quite a while, it was just you that did, you know, the healing show with me. And then at some point, we brought Linda in. Now, Linda, how many years have you been doing the show?
I think about 7 years.
So you came in about the time Stacy did.
I think so. Stacy was already there when I came
Stacy
in.
Stacy was already. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So it's been about seven. So about half of the time you've been here.
Yeah.
But gosh, what a great run it has been. And all, I mean, we could spend the whole show just telling stories.
You know, not a bad idea.
Of all the wonderful healings that have taken place. I'll let you continue in a minute, but I was just going to say one of the greatest examples we have, Stacy, is you and Bagman, our little Frenchie guy who's here, because he's had some issues in his life, has he not?
Yeah, quite a bit. And a lot of it, you know, not so much behaviors, but just kind of his little idiosyncrasies or nervousness. And I was kind of thinking about it. It's like, you know, I have to admit, I was a little skeptical when I first joined the show and what Nels was saying he could do. I was like, yeah, I don't know about this. But I've just really been amazed that over the years, not only working with my, Frenchies, but the other people who've called on the show, and, when people, call back and say what things have happened. So you truly have a gift, Nell. So I
thank you. Really thank you
for sharing that with everybody. So.
Well, you know, and Tank, I mean, I think the first, I can't remember for sure, but it was the first time, but I think the first quirky behavior decided to see if I could help. I mean, yeah, Bagman is the quirky thing was, I think it was just licking you. He just got into this licking thing. And
I'm just going to interrupt because what, Bagman has been, having his little issues and so forth with his life. And of course, that's my business. I deal with, I work with people and help them understand their dogs and solve problems and all that sort of thing. And when Bag started having these issues, I think at some point, I think Stacy and I talked for a moment and said, well, let's just not do anything from my perspective. Let's test Dr. Nell's, and let's see how that, And so first time, I think it was you would sit on the couch, Stacy, at night, and he'd start licking and licking and licking, and you couldn't get him to stop to save your soul. And it was really an obsessive compulsive behavior that just started.
And as I recall, I just tuned in and did a little what I call pure remote tune-up, and almost immediately his behavior changed.
We got an email from Stacy the next day that it had stopped, and then by the next week it continued to stop, and it absolutely, the problem was resolved.
It doesn't do it at all. Yeah.
Right, and then I think I don't know if it was the next one, but there have been a number of these episodes over the years. The next one, one of them was the barista.
The barista.
Because you go to a drive up. Espresso place where the barista comes out to the car. And Bags had been fine with that for a long time. Then all of a sudden he decided this barista didn't belong on the planet and, went nuts when she came out to the car. And so once again, we didn't do any behavior modification or training. Nell's just tuned in. And once again, you probably don't remember if there was anything special going on, but you did your normal energy balancing.
Exactly.
And the behavior stopped immediately. Never to return.
That was like the most amazing one because that behavior was just so annoying. And I just like, why are you doing this now after a couple of years of not doing that? And then it was like a crazy dog. And I was embarrassing to go there, because he was acting nuts. So when I decided to, I'll tell Nels about this and see if this is not going to stop it. It's like, oh my God, it just stopped. That's what happens. And so,
And so I would, I can honestly say over and over and over again, Bags has started these quirky, weird behaviors out of the blue. Dr. Nels does his magic and it stops.
Amazes me too.
And that happens over and over again. And, that's the sad part of this is that, Dr. Nels is no longer allowed to do what he does for animals in the state of Washington. Those of us that know how gifted and special he is in the work that he does, it's extremely disappointing. And, anyway, is anything about all of that you want to say here?
It's what can you say when there is a system in place that is set up in a way that it restricts people from having a choice? They can choose a licensed professional who fits in a certain mold, or they have to go underground essentially and find somebody who's still managing to fly below the radar. I no longer do that, by the way. So they would have to find somebody who's flying below the radar and can help them out if they can find someone. And don't call me and ask, because I'm not going to tell you. That would be, you know, if I don't really know that many, by the way. I can think of one, actually, and I don't know if she's still doing it or not. And if she is, I would not say it because who knows what would happen to her, right? So,
right. Yeah. And of course, it's a longstanding issue for me because, of course, I spent almost 20 years working in veterinary medicine. And this has been a problem on and off over the years, but not just in veterinary medicine. It's a problem generally in medical type professions. And Western medicine, you know, does not accept any other kind of medicine. You know, Western medicine, it's kind of like there's a lot of these professions are still blinders on and our way or the highway. So Western medicine doesn't recognize Eastern medicine. And I remember growing up that chiropractic was considered, in my family, was considered quackery because I had medical doctors in my, and one of our relatives from Norway was going to chiropractic school and came to visit, and it was really awkward with the family. But anyway, it was kind of opened me up to then pursuing those kinds of things. And of course, I've grown to realize that there isn't just a right or a wrong with anything, and what works for some people and some animals doesn't necessarily work for others, and that there's good in all aspects of medicine. And what we have to get to a point is letting go of our judgment and our egos and recognizing that there is good in all of this, and we can all work together. But it's not there, and veterinary medicine is still stuck in that you can't do anything with animals if you're not a vet. And for a lot, chiropractors got in trouble for doing chiropractics on dogs. But now some veterinarians then learn chiropractic for animals, and then that makes it legal. But you know, there aren't veterinarians don't do bioenergetic synchronization technique or the best therapy, as you call it, neuroenergetic balancing. And I also believe that when it comes to energetic medicine and like Reiki, there are other forms of energy work that work similar to the best therapy, that often who's doing it makes a difference. And I can't say why that is, but just some people are better at certain things. And anyway, Dr. Nels is one of those very, very gifted ones. It is a shame that there are so many animals in our state that can't be helped by him at this point. But I just want to let you know, and if you haven't figured it out, and that may have something to do with why I'm still here after 30 years, is I'm kind of like a dog with a bone. And, you know, I don't give up easily, and I can be very stubborn. But anyway, we have a plan going forward. The work that we've been doing here on the second Sunday of the month will continue. Linda Rasmussen will continue to be here. And we got a plan. We're working on a way that, I don't know, we're creating new stuff, aren't we? Kind of how Linda will be able to work with the human, but somehow through the human, the animals will be positively affected. We do have a plan going forward, and of course, I'm going to be exploring anything inside, outside, upside down, and around the square and the envelope, because if there's a way to get Dr. Nels back, by golly, we're going to find it. Now, one of the things on my wish list is I wish I was a hotshot attorney, and I just won the lottery, and I had plenty of money so I could start a class action suit to sue the state so that we could solve this issue right now, that we have the right to choose, you know.
It's because from my perspective, it's not just about me. It's about the whole situation in which people like me
exactly
can't help people. And right. That's the problem.
Yep. 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 Like, you know, they went after people doing Reiki, and you couldn't do Reiki unless you're an official massage therapist and all of this kind of stuff. But anyway, alternative medicines need to be recognized and universally accepted. And this is one way that, that we could start getting the job done here in this state. So anyway, if there's anybody listening or you know anybody, hotshot attorney that wants to take on a big case and help us break through the barriers here and allow us to be able to choose what we, you know, energy work for our animals, then this would be an excellent case. Alrighty, looks like I know Nathan's getting nervous because we've got to take care of advertisers one more time. Let's go ahead and do that. And then, you know, I'm kind of thinking, I'm wondering how Bags is doing, and maybe we want to have one last little energy session, Dr. Nels, for Bags.
Get his happiness quotient back up.
Yeah. So anyway, stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Nathan coming to you from behind the board. And today we have a very special encore presentation of Martha Norwalk's Animal World. From all of us in the Animal World family, we wish you all a happy weekend, and we look forward to being with you again on next week's live show from 9 a.m. to noon on Sunday, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Jingle cats. Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're winding down the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. It is our Hanukkah edition. We'll be celebrating Havanagila with the Jingle Cats coming up here soon. And it is our last show with Dr. Nels Rasmussen. But Sister Linda Rasmussen is here and is going to carry on the tradition here at Animal World. We'll talk more about that as the hour goes on. But Dr. Nels, while Stacy is still here with us and the bag man, you know, we shared Stacy and Bag's story and how what a great help you've been to them for so long. But I think we better give Bags a little tune up, don't you think, before Stacy heads out.
Get him his holiday cheer going on here.
All right. Well, make Bags a happy dog before he signs off here.
All right. Yeah, I'm finding some things to balance here, and I've got a hold of a few points. Let me just check something out here. I do feel that it would be appropriate for Linda to give Stacy a little tune-up as well.
I think so far all is well in Dr. Nails or Linda working on the human animal. Stacy, are you ready for a session with Linda?
Sure.
All right, Stacy. Yeah. Think about a beautiful blue sky. And then I'm going to invite you to think of a person who's been on your mind a lot lately. And then setting that person outside your thoughts, focusing on the feeling of grief. And I'm going to have you shift to thinking, I accept the feeling of grief. And now we're going to replace grief, replacing grief with satisfied. Satisfied in the number two. Your eyes are closed and looking at the right side of your forehead. And your breathing will be to exhale from the abdomen into the earth, just exhaling down, holding the breath out, and getting a new breath as soon as you need to.
Now, Stacy, you have your eyes closed, and behind those closed eyes, you've rolled your eyes up to the right side of your forehead. You've exhaled all your air out of your lungs, holding it out as long as you comfortably can, replacing, breathing and letting it out again whenever you need to. Thinking, satisfied, two. Satisfied, two. Satisfied, two.
Perfect. Breathe normally. With your eyes open, just tipping your head forward, looking toward the earth, and then letting your head rise to a comfortable position, and then bringing the person back into your thoughts. And that is complete. And let me find the affirmation. And the affirmation is, I accept the feeling of peace.
I accept the feeling of peace. Excellent.
All right.
And then Stacy should use that a bunch for the next few
days. Affirmations are really potent right after we release these things. And at least three times together, multiple times a day, saying it out loud or thinking it, very potent. And also, most potent of all, allowing that feeling of peace to be actually felt in the body.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. So, Dr. Nails, and you got Mr. Bags all balanced up and happy.
I have Bags returned to balance. And that should give him a little more holiday cheer. And I don't know if he'll lose any of his maturity. But hopefully he'll maintain maturity, but get a little brighter. You know, after the companion passes away, it is a good time for the animal to get a reset because their energy is jangled. And so this is good timing for him to make sure we've got him all tuned up and ready to go forth into the new year.
Well, thank
all
you.
Right.
I put a message for you in the chat too, if you get a look at the chat, so you can look at that.
And as I understand it, hopefully, I think maybe, Stacy, that we're all going to be in the studio together next week for our Christmas show.
Yeah,
so we can sing our Christmas carols and all that good stuff. Anyway, thanks for tuning in with us today. And so we could all wish Dr. Nils all the best and thank him for all the wonderful, almost 14 years of service here. Incredible. Thanks, Stace.
All right. Well, thank you,
Nils. All right. So
I know where to find you if I need you.
God bless. All right, so we are going to wrap up hour number one. We still are going to get up and dance and send love and light all around the world. But just so you know what's going to for the rest of the day, I have got lined up for our first call in this next hour some clients that I have recently worked with. And oh my, what a case is this. Two people, two adults. 5 dogs. Wait till you hear the story. Anyway, it's very good timing because at least Linda is going to be able to help balance the people, and Dr. Nails is going to make sure that all these 5 dogs are happy and balanced, and we'll do all of that in the next hour. Then we will keep phones open. We are going to take calls as we do, if you need something for you or your animal friends, or if you just want to call in and thank Dr. Nails, or tell us a story. And I've got a great story to, well, we all do. So anyway, let's also get ready here to get on the, well, we're getting on the love train, but we're going to do it with the Jingle Cats and celebrate Hanukkah while we're doing it. But as we're bopping around and dancing and getting our energy going and our attitude up here with the Jingle Cats, just remember to send love and light all over the country, all over the world. It is so needed. And I'm energizing up our Jingle Cat music with our Yogi Energization Prayer to give us some extra juice for today and the show. Here we go with that. And remember, dancing is required, but you can dance in your head, you can dance in your bed, you can dance in your chair, you can dance anywhere. Get up, join the love train with us. You'll hear the Jingle Cats because I'll be cruising through. And here we go. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our body with thy conscious cosmic energy, our mind with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, the body and mind abide in us forever and forever via the Jingle Cats, and they're coming right up. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here in Alternative Talk, AM 1150.